In the 1930s, it became the largest lake in the world. And interestingly, that record setter was nestled in the undeveloped forest land of the Midwest. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Karen Kopas has a view from her office that rivals just about anyone's in the nation. She overlooks a lake that was a record breaker.
The dam was started in August of 1929, just 2 months before the stock market crash in October of 29 and the start of the Depression. Men were out of work. They came from every state of the Union, of course, but they also came from 9 foreign countries to work on this dam.
The workforce built Bagnell Dam in just 18 months. The Lake of the Ozarks became a prime destination spot in the middle of a forest.
This is woods. This is oak and hickory forests. The largest town in the whole area was the town of Lynn Creek. It had 500 people. Now, that whole town today is under about 50 feet of water.
When we think of the nation's largest dams, we may envision Hoover or Grand Coulee in the west. But this lake and dam were a record setter before them.
It was the largest and the last privately financed project of its kind. After that, the government took over the building of dams. It also created the largest man-made lake at the time in the world.
Since the 1930s, the Lake of the Ozarks has attracted millions of visitors each year, not only for its water sports, but the many activities that surround the lake as well. Karen reminds visitors that there's quite a bit of lake that one can explore.
Today, the lake is about 95 miles long with a little over 1,150 miles of shoreline, which, to put in perspective, is more shoreline than the state of California.
Karen's office in Wilmore Lodge is today the Visitor Information Center, a place where many begin their exploration of one of the state's famous recreation spots. Traveling the countryside in Osage Beach, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.